Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi there. So imagine you're in a well-known coffee shop this afternoon. You're staring out of the window. The snow's falling down. And then you realise it's the weekend. I believe that it's Christmas in a week and a day, isn't it, today? So you know what we should play, really. Blatantly going to have to get a bit of Wrap Myself in Paper on before 5 o'clock, I think, before the Wonder Years. Now, this Surfing Bird campaign to get Bird is the Word by the Trashmen to number one, it's going well. In the midweek official chart update, it was number three, which is incredible. So good. But Matt Cardle is a little way in the lead at the moment to get the Christmas number one on Sunday. Now, here's what I think needs to happen. Let's say the Trashmen were to make some UK appearances promoting the song Surfing Bird, then maybe we could get it a little bit higher up the charts. The thing is, they're in America, right? And nobody really knows what they look like. Do you know what the Trashmen look like? Exactly. And also, by now, I mean, I think they made the majority of their music in the 60s, so I think by now, you know, they'll be knocking on a bit. They'll be about, what, 70, probably? And it's a little bit too late to get them over here to promote stuff. I'm thinking, if anyone has any grandparents knocking around who maybe fancy appearing on Graham Norton tonight or over the weekend, if I can sort that out, and doing a couple of gigs in some shopping centres, then we could get this campaign really moving. Because let's face it, nobody knows what they look like. So they need to be able to do an American accent. So if you fancy offering up one of your grandparents to be one of the Trashmen, then let me know, please, on 81199, or you can get in touch on Facebook. Just type in Scott Mills. Nobody's going to know it's not the actual ones. And the Trashmen won't know because, like, I doubt they're online, are they? All they need to do is be able to mime along to this.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird.
Could your granddad do this? Get in touch. 81199. Hit me up on Facebook. Just needs to mime and be able to talk in a convincing American accent when they get asked some questions. This might steal it, I think. If we get them some appearances. And see, Matt Cardle is doing loads of shopping centre gigs at the moment. I think that's where the Trashmen are going wrong. With your help, I can make this happen. Also, something else I noticed about Matt Cardle's Twitter. It goes from the first to the third person all the time. So he'll put one going, had a great time at the gig last night. Thanks, guys. And the next one will be like, Matt would like you to know that Matt is playing in a shopping centre tomorrow. It's like, all right, mate. Talk about yourself in the third person. You've only just won last week. Offer up your grandparent now on 81199. Scott Mills on Facebook, do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we need to step up this Trashmen thing. Now, they're not in the country at the moment. No one knows what they look like. So what I'm thinking is they need to do some appearances like Matt Cardle was doing at shopping malls and, you know, get him on a few chat shows. Doesn't matter because no one knows what they look like. So we are just asking for, you know, if you've got a spare granddad this weekend that could mime along to Bird is the Word and do a convincing American accent, then that would be great. And so many people on our Facebook page have volunteered for our fake trash men. No one's going to know. It's fine. Joseph Clark says, my granddad will do it, but he is a bit fat. Is that okay? That's absolutely fine. He can just be the fat one. Simone says, no granddad, but I've got a grandma who's not doing much this weekend. I don't think that is fine, one that doesn't speak. It's not. But thanks for the kind offer anyway. Michael Coker, my dad is 70 years old and was in his heyday during the 60s when that song first came out. He used to enjoy singing it at his local working man's, perfect for the role. Yeah, exactly, because we need someone to mime it and he'd be good because he knows the words. Ashley Brooks, I know some people who work in a nursing home. Probably not. James Windred, I seem to have run out of grandfathers. I could offer a granny instead. She does have whiskers, so no one would know. Incredible. Thanks for your all your help there. We've got quite a few fake trash men. We could set up like loads of different groups, like 20 of them. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Derek.
Where are you?
I'm in Edinburgh.
Okay.
On the way to Edinburgh.
How can I help you?
Well, have you seen the Jackass film, eh?
Jackass?
Jackass film.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville dresses like an old man. I could do that.
Do you want to be, like, Scottish Johnny Knoxville?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're prepared to dress up as an old bloke and be one of our fake trash men, so we need to get the campaign, you know, just a bit further, really.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. I mean, my American accent needs a bit of work, but...
Yeah, you are...
Be any problem.
You are very Scottish.
Yeah, a wee bit.
a wee bit. But, you know, do your American for me now. Imagine you're on the Graham Norton show. I'm Graham Norton. How does he speak? So tell me about this song, Surfing Bird.
Sure. Hillbilly.
What we can do?
For sure, the hillbilly is my trash man.
That's not working.
No.
What we'll do is we'll just change the trash man's Wikipedia to say that they were Scottish.
Perfect.
That's better, isn't it? Because we're not going to get away with it otherwise.
Plus, it's trash men, so there'll be like I'm sure we could arrange another couple of people to do the same thing, and the American accent is probably going to be better than mine.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you could be the one that doesn't speak.
Well, that's it. There's another problem. I don't exactly have a physique of an old man. I'm kind of 6'4" and a wee bit muscly, but I was thinking wheelchair, oxygen tank, sympathy vote.
No.
Ah.
But thanks for the offer anyway. Give me a high five.
High five.
Press five.
Five.
Press five. No, press it.
I can't, it's an iPhone.
Press the keypad and then five. Long.
Keypad.
Yeah.
Woo.
Love you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, do you remember a few weeks ago, my mate Chris downloaded this thing for his phone? Where you put your phone next to your bed when you're about to go to sleep, and it gives you 30 minutes to nod off, and then records absolutely everything that you say and that happens in your sleep. Then what you do is you wake up in the morning, mostly it's just lots of bed rustling noises, but occasionally it's you speaking, so you can actually hear what you said in your sleep. And this is what Chris said one night.
Is it the Chinese man?
Is it the Chinese man? Now... We think either he was talking about the dodgy Chinese that was making him feel a bit ill. What do you think went wrong? Oh, I think it was the Chinese man.
Was it the Chinese man?
Or he, you know, was asked, maybe, who is Chairman Mao in his dream?
Was it the Chinese man?
That's all we can come up with, really. Now, Stuart's been on. Hey, Stuart.
Hi, Scott.
You've got the same thing, the app on your phone. You've tried this, haven't you?
Yeah, I downloaded it after I heard you mention it on the radio.
Okay, how's it been going?
It's peculiar.
Right, why? What's happened?
Well, I downloaded it after my girlfriend complained that I snored quite a bit.
Mm.
I thought, I can't feel it's not that bad, so I downloaded it. And apparently, when I'm snoring, I sound like I'm drowning.
Oh, that's not nice. Have you heard it back?
I have, yeah. It wasn't easy to listen to.
So now you know what your girlfriend's going through every night?
Yeah, and now I'm starting to realise, like most mornings, I wake up and I'm in an empty bed.
Oh.
And she's on the couch.
Bless you. Do you know what?
They've updated it. Have you tried it recently? They've updated it now, and you can actually listen to the recordings that other people have uploaded.
Yeah, I noticed they've got a feature on there now where you can share your talking in your sleep with other people all over the world.
It's got some of the funniest noises I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I've actually just... we've just got a few of these, and I think this is the best one that we found. Listen to what's going on here. It's the guy that is clearly sleepwalking, I think.
So, actually, could you get on with that? Oh, God.
Oh, no, this is just someone talking. On wrong one, hang on.
So, actually, could you get on with that?
Seriously, just get out of the flat.
No.
I'm going to so do this. I haven't done it yet.
So, actually, could you get on with that? Oh, God.
Here's someone else doing some sleep talk.
Wait, they're drifting. Yeah.
Something I worry about a lot is, do I fart in my sleep? This person does, and quite powerfully. Sets off a car alarm. That's got to be a coincidence.
No, that's just atomic farting.
That is incredible. Listen again. Now here's the one. This is the great toilet debate. This is the one I was on about before.
Where are you going?
The toilet.
You're going the wrong way.
Toilet?
No, the toilet's over there.
Oh, I swear, I'm sorry.
No, not in here.
Oh, the toilet.
Get out of that now.
I need the toilet.
Yeah, go to the bathroom then.
I need the toilet.
Sleepwalking or drunk, that's debatable.
Yeah. Okay, well, good to speak to you, Stu.
Yeah, you too, Scott.
We're meant to share your messages with people around the world. Why would you do that?
Merry Christmas, all the best.
And to you, give me a high five.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.